communicate with them.
You'd have thought the dolphins would be grateful. Maybe they would be, if they didn't keep having to have operations, and if they had somewhere else to swim other than this horrible place. Yes, but when we reach Journey's End...
Constanza looked at him with sad eyes.
It'll be too late, Skye. For these ones, anyway. They won't be alive, then. We'll even be grown up, our parents old or dead.
The dolphin came back with another slightly smaller companion, and the two of them began to draw something in the water. It looked like a man being pulled apart by sharks, but Skye turned away before he could be certain. Constanza continued,
"And they're too far gone anyway, Skye."
Skye turned back to the tank.
"I still like them. They're still beautiful. Even sleek." "They're bad, Skye. Psychotic, that's the word my father uses."
She said it with not quite convincing hesitation, as if slightly ashamed of her own fluency.
"I don't care. I'll come back and see them again."
He tapped the glass and spoke much louder. "I'll come back, Sleek. I like you." Constanza, though she was only slightly taller than him, patted Skye maternally on the shoulder.
"It won't make any difference. I'll still come."
The promise, as much to himself as to Constanza, had been sincere. He did want to understand the dolphins, to communicate with them and in some way alleviate their misery. He imagined the bright, wide oceans of Journey's End. Clown, his friend in the nursery, had told him that there would be oceans, and imagined the dolphins suddenly freed from this dark, dismal place. He pictured them swimming with people, creating joyous sound pictures in the water, the memory of the time aboard the Santiago fading like a claustrophobic dream.
"Come on,"
Constanza said. "We'd better be going, Skye."
"You'll bring me back, won't you?"
"Of course,
if that's what you want."
And they had left the dolphinarium and commenced the intricate return trip, the two of them working their way through the Santiago's dark interstices, children trying to find their way through an enchanted forest. Once or twice they passed adults, but Constanza's demeanor was so confident that they were never questioned, not until they were well within the small part of the ship which Skye considered familiar territory. It was there that his father had found them. Titus Houseman was a stern but kindly figure amongst the Santiago's living, a man whose authority had been earned through respect rather than fear. He towered over the two of them, but Skye felt no real anger emanate from him, only relief.
"Your mother's been worried sick," his father said.
"Constanza, I'm deeply disappointed in you. I always had you down as the sensible one."
"He only wanted to see the dolphins."
"Oh, the dolphins, was it?" His father sounded surprised, as if this was not quite the answer he had been expecting. "I thought it was the dead that interested you, Skye. Our beloved Momios."
"True enough," Skye thought, "but one thing at a time."
"And now you're sorry," his father continued, "because they weren't what you were expecting, were they? I'm sorry, too. Sleek and the others are sick in the head. The kindest thing we could do would be to put them all to sleep, but they keep being allowed to raise young, and each generation's more..."
"Psychotic," Skye said.
"Yes." His father regarded him strangely. "More psychotic than the last. Well, now that your vocabulary is showing such tremendous growth, it would be a shame to stifle it, don't you think? A shame to deny you the potential to enlarge it." He ruffled Skye's hair. "I'm talking about the nursery, young man. A spell in it where you can't come into any harm." It was not that he hated the nursery, or even especially disliked it, but when he was banished there it could not help but feel like a punishment.
"I want to see my mother."
"Your mother's outside the ship, Skye.